Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
It doesn't have to be Mother's Day to do something nice for the mother in your life, and it doesn't have to be somebody else who makes it happen. Marianne is with us to talk about ways women can treat themselves to the perfect day anytime, right?
Yes, because as moms, you know, we don't really need to wait for a special day or wait for a candle or a card. And even if you're not a mom, you know, you might be a mentor or a good friend. And either way, you can just celebrate yourself. Okay. Hey,
yeah. Everybody's all for that. And it's a good message for men, too, I guess.
Yes. Anybody can celebrate themselves. But today, I think I'm just going to talk about specific ways, you know, that women can celebrate themselves.
Okay, sounds good.
So you don't have to wait for permission or a holiday. You can just honor yourself any day. Mm. And you know what's really important, Bob, is, don't wait for Mother's Day. Don't wait for Father's Day. Like, make treating yourself a habit that you do on a regular basis.
All right, give us a list.
Okay, 10 savvy ways to treat yourself. All right. So the first one is buy the fancy version, okay? So whether it's – I'm really good at this, by the way.
Yeah, I know that.
Whether it's a plush robe, a luxe moisturizer, the best towels out there. I was just at a linen store yesterday, and I was feeling the towels and thinking, yeah – why not just get the best towels, you know, if possible? You know, like a treat every once in a while. The best olive oil, upgrade. Small luxuries remind you that you're worth it every single day.
I like how you called it the fancy version, not the expensive version, which is what it is.
Yes, exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Well, but, I mean, you don't do this every day of your life. It's a treat.
I get it.
So, you know, this is a little reward for yourself. Mm-hmm. Okay, so book a solo date. Like, stop waiting for people. Stop waiting for, you know, Bob to be off and not tired and having taken his nap and all the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Go to a museum or a movie or get a manicure or have a margarita, whatever brings you joy. And you don't have to plan with somebody else. You don't have to compromise. It's just time with you doing something that you love. I mean, that's simple enough, don't you think?
Yes, absolutely. I get it.
All right, set a no-chore day. That's really hard for me because I feel like the only way I get things done is by, as I'm walking through a room, just do it, you know, like get it done, you know. But you can announce this, especially if you're like in a situation where you're with a family, where you're, you know, there's a lot to do. You can enforce it. You can let, for one day, everybody fend for themselves. And it's balance. It's boundaries that you're setting.
People take the day off of work. You should take the day off at home once in a while.
What would happen if I did that, Bob?
Well, let's just say we would need a cleaning team of about 6 people to come in the house after about
cook,
6
and,
hours. Yeah, that too.
And do all the invisible jobs that you don't know I do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you do a big job, okay? So I'm not going to take credit for that.
Thank you.
Okay, so the next one is invest in your dream. So take that online course. By the way, I take so many online courses, it's ridiculous, but that's how you learn. You know, you don't have to reinvent the wheel every time. You can learn from what other people have learned already.
Mm-hmm.
And are teaching. Invest in your side hustle, whatever that is, that big idea. Stop postponing it. The best gift is a belief in yourself. The next one is sleep in with zero guilt. I did that today. I just woke up.
I'm going to do that Monday. We'll start the show at about 8:15 or so. I like that one. Sleep in with zero guilt. Yeah, good one.
Tell the bosses. Yeah. But, you know, you can do that with, like, on Saturdays and Sundays. So it's you know, real no alarm morning. And, you know, you don't owe the world productivity 7 days a week, only five. Mm-hmm. And you owe yourself some rest.
Yep.
So don't get up so early on the weekends, okay?
Okay.
Buy fresh flowers for no reason. They're not frivolous. They are a visual reminder that beauty belongs in your life, too. Okay? Mm-hmm. Say no unapologetically.
Say no to the extra favor,
to the committee, the bake sale. Saying no creates space for what you actually want.
Just don't say no to your partner. I get it.
Go offline for a day. This would be extremely hard for me. No text, scrolls, no digital noise, just you, real life, and maybe a book or the sound of your own thoughts.
I'd like to see you do that.
Make something with your hands. That's the next one. Cook or paint, garden, knit. It's not about the results. It's about the joy of creating instead of just consuming. And the last one is celebrate your wins, big or small. Pour a glass and toast yourself. You showed up. You kept going. You made it happen. Just recognize it. Recognizing it makes you feel so good.
Yeah, those are all good ideas to treat yourself, you know, any day of the year. What's on SavvyPlanet.com right now?
Well, I'm going to post these 10 reminders on the blog that is really easy to find on my website, which is savvy-planet.com, and also a recipe for a super delicious and fresh salad or appetizer or even meal, whatever you want to call it. It's crispy marinated cucumbers. It's super easy. I love making enough so that there are leftovers in the fridge, and it gives me something pretty healthy to munch on when I'm hungry. And for you, too.
Yeah.
You've got to have something healthy for you in the fridge.
When I'm craving crunchy and I want potato chips, I can have the wife-approved snack. I like it.
Exactly.
And for all of Marianne's recipes and her blogs with savvy tips, just go to SavvyPlanet.com and subscribe. Happy Mother's Day, Marianne, and I'll still get you a card, even though I did the 50,000-watt greeting here.
Okay, thank you. I feel very privileged. Thank you very much.
You're welcome very much.